We're live.
Awesome.
I'm right into it. All right, cool. No cuddling. I like it.
No.
That's cuddling. Amazing.
No foreplay.
I asked him that earlier. I was like, are we getting on and doing some preamble? No.
No. He asked me, he said, what time are you going to go live at? I was like, 59 minutes and 59 seconds past, I'll be there.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so this is a season two. If my sound is shit, somebody tell me because... I don't know, my headphones aren't working.
You're here on time, but your headphones don't work?
Yeah. You get one or the other. It's not going to be both. So, season two, we crowned our first champion last week, which was Seth Page of Jump Ship. Everything? Jump Ship, CrossFit, Jump Ship, whatever. Dude. Yeah. He was accused of... Fuck, what did that woman say? His idea was Chinese socialism because he said you could use, like, you could get Visa as a sponsor for the games and give out points. Anyway, look at this. I'll just bring this up. Just some self-satisfying, self-promotion. If anybody would like to support this show, you can go to... Oh my god, look how fucking small it is. You can go to this website, Vindicate, and you can order t-shirts, yeah, long sleeves, and hats when they come in a range of
different self-promotion. Cooper, what do you got? You selling
nothing? This is my show. Shut up.
High West Whiskey.
Use the code Cooper.
Yeah, just drink old fashions post open workouts to numb the pain.
Okay, I'm just gonna start muting people. Okay.
I've seen those shirts in the gym. They're pretty slick. I haven't purchased one because I ain't balling like that, but they do look good.
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything over how good looking Rory is. Yeah. Put it back in your pants, Chase. So we're looking for our first winner of our second run. I actually don't know if I told you guys this, but if you win this, don't let this deter you from giving your best. But if you win this, you come back on for a semifinal, which would be in like 3 weeks' time. So we've got Rory, one of the historically most relevant men around this time of year, where he used to take on Boz in workouts, and now he just kind of just trains for himself, I guess. No more rivalry with Boz. They've both gone on very different trajectories. Boz is now obviously one of the men in charge of the games, and then Rory is Rory. We've got CTP as well. He's everything media man for Training Think Tank. I get the impression he's quite nervous about this, but he's hiding it reasonably well. I've got Cooper Marsh, head honcho, or one of the head honchos over at Lab Management, who's really leaning into growing a beard. It's nice, Cooper. I like it.
Bro, I haven't found a barber yet in Boise, so it's terrible.
It's got a nice buzz to it. It's got a good
keep it going until like it. After you run your marathon, and then you can cut it.
I was thinking about that honestly, but I think my wife would hate it.
Yeah. All right. You can go to btwb.com/all-in-one. Beyond the white, they're linked with Mayhem, aren't they, Rory? Beyond the Whiteboard.
We're working on it. We're working on getting all of our programs onto BTWB as well. So, yeah, we're excited about that. Really, really good old friends of mine, and couldn't be a bigger fan of Mo and the entire crew. So, good peeps. Yeah. Good peeps. He's awesome products. So,
and they do Dallin, does stuff with them, doesn't he? And Dallin, Justin.
Yeah. Mo and Meg and all those people over there are cream of the crop. Good human beings.
Yeah, if you have an affiliate, or I use it just for tracking my whatever bullshit burpee workouts I come up with. So you can go to btwb.com and you can register and use it as a workout tracker. It puts up these little GIFs that really piss me off for some reason when I put in like a salt bike and it shows me a GIF of someone on a salt bike. I don't know why it annoys me so much, but it does. Anyway, you can do that. And you can use it for your affiliate or your programming and just migrate everyone over. Someone sounds like they're standing beside an open window. I can hear like a, is it the fan?
Yeah, it started raining. It's raining. Oh, okay. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's okay. All right.
I was going to do it at the gym with my nice mic, but the bathroom went down. So I was like, if I get the pre-podcast, like, you know, grumble tummy where I got to go run for it. I was like, I might as well.
Performance enhancer. Performance enhancing poop. You got to do it.
It would have been rough.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard of a pre-show shit. All right. We're going straight in. We're going to go left to right. So, Rory, you're going to go first on the first one. CTP, you're going second. Cooper, you're going third. If you go over 60 seconds, you get muted. Our first topic, hang on, I need to show you the clock. There's an L in there. Clock.
I think you should also show people the example workout that you gave, because it was tragic.
So I
example I've ever seen.
I said, and actually it makes sense. So my question is, should the Open apply a minimum workout requirement? So the example I gave was for Gen Pop, for those of us who don't have aspirations to go much further than quarterfinals. And my question was, if you have a workout that has, say, 500 meter row, and then the first movement in the RX version is a ring muscle up, and the first movement in the scale workout is fucking toes to rings or something, and I can't do muscle-ups, and hypothetically Rory can't do muscle-ups, we both do a 500 meter row, and then he stands looking at the rings and I keep going through the rest of my scaled workout, and he gets a better score than me because he did RX. So my question is, should there be a minimum work requirement for an Open workout? Rory, got 60 seconds, off you go.
Yeah, I say decidedly no, there should not be a minimum work requirement. Basing my answer on the implications of the leaderboard, the purpose of the Open, and the rules of the programming. So first, I think it's crystal clear, whether I get one rep or all 45 on your terrible example, I've got access to a higher level of skill and ability than a scaled athlete who performs a higher volume of a less complicated task. So strength in CrossFit is productive application of force. This accounts for task accomplishment. So in other words, if I got a muscle up, you don't on that day in that time, I am fitter than you. Otherwise, there should be a scaled option of the games where I can do a less complicated version of a faster and still beat you. Next, the purpose of the Open. I think that it always has been and remains a yearly check-in where you assess your fitness goals against some standards that are measurable, repeatable, objective, and repeatable. And in my opinion, the structure is a direct correlate of how things work in the gym. So an athlete comes to me and says, hey, should I do a scaled version faster, or should I slog through the RX? I say, yes, you should do both. There's benefit to be had by both. I think that we get better this way, and we have.
Yeah, your time's up, Rory. Sorry, man. You're muted. It's gone. That's it. It's cutthroat, man. This isn't death by. You don't just get to fucking talk till you're blue in the face. You get cut off after 60 seconds, man. Good stuff, right? CTP, you're next. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
So I was afraid that this was going to happen, that he was pretty much going to give an answer that I more or less agree with. And I didn't want to leave your audience unentertained, so I'm going to give you the choice. We can open this 1995 base set Japanese Pokemon pack and go Charizard hunting.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Quick, 40 seconds.
Is this going to devalue it?
This is a $400 pack, but we can get a $4,000 Charizard.
Let's go.
I got to be honest. This isn't what I expected. You've got like 27 seconds.
This is fucking awesome.
I got a rebuttal though, right? We can get to it.
You just have to pause. I was not expecting this to happen.
Me neither.
Come on.
Maybe you should be doing this bit on camera. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Do we get it?
What the fuck is he doing? Okay.
Dude, no, it's a Charmander.
Charmander. Okay, well, you're muted. You're going to have to pause.
Oh, we got the Pikachu. We'll come back.
What the fuck? Right, Cooper, you got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, I'll echo Rory. I said, you know, first and foremost, the most important thing about the Open is mass participation, right? Obviously, the goal is to get people into a gym and get them fitter, healthier versions of themselves. But also from the sports side of things, we want to try to make it so that the sport is not so much of a loss leader. So the more participation we can get and the more people going for their first RX movement, the better. Obviously, it takes dollars to run a sport and run a business. So I think if you're somebody who is, you know, overly concerned about RX versus scaled, in, you know, a really bad example of a workout that you put in front of us, you know, that's going to come down kind of to your coach and making sure that you don't rob yourself of the intended stimulus of the workout. So, yeah, if you're RX and you're going for it and, you know, you are going heads up with a scaled athlete, you both have a 500 meter buy-in, and that person has every right to put that 500 meter score down as their tie break first. And then
muted 60 seconds. I actually don't think my workout was that bad. I think my workout was 500 meter row and then 2159 ring muscle and snatches. Like, it's not going to be an enjoyable workout to do, but it's a decent workout. And it was good for the hypothetical that I wanted. So you can keep telling me it's shit if you want, but whatever.
It was terrible. It was a good
example for the question. Yeah. I'll give you that 100%.
All right. I mean, we all just want to get back to CTP's rebuttal, but Rory, you got 20 seconds. Whatever you want to add, your time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah. So, okay, let's maintain your, what I would have missed is that your example workout, the reason I thought it was terrible, it would never exist. The typical structure of the Open is designed so that the higher skill movements, the bigger barriers to entry come later in the season. I think with a 3-week Open, we might not even see those at all. So I don't think people have to worry. They should swing for the fences.
Good stuff. CTP, please go.
Actually, to somewhat answer, my favorite Open work of all time was 12.1, and it was everybody could do it. And I do think that if, hold on, let's keep it moving. Who cares about that? Oh, we got the Squirtle. We got the Onyx. And here's the moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. Do we pull the Charizard?
Holy oh, shit.
We get the Venusaur, though. Let's go.
I don't know Woo! What that means. Is that good?
That's actually, I think that's real good.
Is it good? Okay.
Dude, it's not bad, Coop. It's not bad.
That was like one of the original three of like the, it was like Blastoise.
You got to sleeve it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you gotta get that thing like minted or whatever it's called.
So if the, I don't understand what's happening. I'll come back to that in 1 second. Right, Cooper, you've got 20 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, no, 100%. The workouts are always earn your keep, right? You got to earn the bigger, badder movements. And so, you know, in reality, if you are somebody who's going for an RX score, you're going to get yourself, you know, 14 minutes of work if it's an AMRAP, and it might only be a score of 3, but you're going to earn it.
Wow. Okay, I have, it's just like such a fucking weird.
It wasn't the Charizard, but it was a Venusaur. So come on, dog. You got to give me some points for that.
What? So the pack, you opened a $400 pack, and what did you get out of it? Like, what's that card
worth? Let's not worry about that. It's one of the best ones you can get. So we didn't drop the ball.
Did you make
the second or third best one you could get? I hope so. Well, I don't know. I got this from a friend at the gym. Shout out to James.
He bought you a $400 pack of Pokemon cards.
No, he found them at his house. But we also did get some of the best starters. So we're one price short of a Happy Meal on the original starters. But we did get the Venusaur. Shout out, Venusaur.
Hey, what?
Like, if you're watching.
Smash that like. Hit subscribe.
What language is that?
and yeah, dude, you're only dude, making 100. People might want to buy it.
You're only making 100 bucks.
Let them know where to go. Too
bad.
Like, what? Yeah. I mean, I love Will. Will, I agree. Yeah, probably fake news. Okay, I'll show you the points. Rory, you're on 3. Yeah. CTP, that little H means hypothetical, okay? So you're hypothetically on 10. You're actually on 0, but you're hypothetically on 10. Cooper, you're on 2. That was solid. All right, CTP, you go first this time. So, fucking hell. I don't know how you're going to follow that up, to be honest. So, second one. We've got unbelievable video this week with Haley Adams and Hiller. 48 hours with Haley. Just incredible. An announcement last week from Mal saying that she's not going to come back this year, at least. So my question to you, CTP, is why are young athletes quitting the sport or taking a break from the sport? Got 60 seconds, off you go.
Short answer, at least one of the big ones could be burnout. But I think if you take a step back, it feels like it's a big thing in our space, in the CrossFit space. Why are the young, you know, it's obviously the main topic of your video. You're going to title it that. But I think if you look at other sports, in the, you know, our sport's young. So because our sport's young, we didn't have a lot of younger people doing the sport earlier, that is. And now we're finally at that point. So if you go look at basketball, baseball, Pokemon catching, when you start young, you're going to have higher volumes of younger people doing it, and they're going to, lots of them will burn out. So if you look at those sports, this is a common thing. We're just starting to see it now because we're at that point where the younger people are doing it. So it feels like a lot, but I think it's just regular in any sports. But the answer, short and sweet, would probably likely be burnout. And a lot of people are doing a good job getting ahead of that, especially with these two ladies, like you mentioned, kind of serving as like an example, like, hey, let's get ahead of it. So
6 seconds are up. Good stuff. Right, Cooper, you're up next. You got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Three things. I'd say lack of balance. I think somebody said it best on the Barbend podcast recently, where they said Mal O'Brien isn't running away from anything. She's running towards life experiences. And I think that, you know, being a young female and not knowing much else besides the walls of a CrossFit gym, at some point you're going to pick your head up. You're going to want to experience some other things to be able to create balance. And ideally it comes back around and she's able to do her thing with that newfound balance. External pressures, I think, from fans, from, you know, themselves, family, shitty TMZ style CrossFit news outlets, you know, that put a lot of pressure on these guys and scrutinize everything that they do, which sucks. And overtraining, man, like CNS is fried. They're counting every bit of food because they want to be at the absolute peak of human fitness. And it takes every 1% change that you can make. And when you aren't able to cookie or, you know, take a break from training enough, you get absolutely exhausted.
All right. Rory, you've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
All right. Maybe unpopular, but I'm going to flip this on its head and say, from where I'm sitting, I don't think that it's happening in large numbers. I don't think we really have data that suggests that young athletes are quitting in large numbers. I think that we are hyper-focused, especially because these are athletes that we know and love, but we're focused on a few select high-profile athletes who are outliers relative to their peers to begin with. So they're shifting their focus, like were mentioned, for reasons that are their stories to tell. They should answer those. And in some cases, they've already done that. But conversely, it seems to me that the age of CrossFit athletes across the board is trending down. The first time I went to the CrossFit Games, there wasn't even a master's category because they were the majority. And then you go, you know, this year, maybe a handful of athletes 30 or over will make the games, like maybe. So you've got no more Spielers, no more Neil Maddoxes, but from where I'm sitting, there's a lot more Dolan Peppers, Medeiros, Gazans, Magalas, Gies, Farlows, Emma Carey's, Paige Power, Shelby Neals, like keep naming them. So I would argue, in fact, that the kids are taking over.
Good stuff. Right, CTP, we're coming back down to you once I change the clock to 20. All right, you got 20 seconds. Off you go.
I think to his point, he was saying, I think in general, it's not even just the kids. I think a lot of people at this point, now that what I say, the sport caught up to itself, I think a lot more people are struggling with that burnout and potentially quitting because of it, because you know, the dream, the hope that used to be there in the early days is kind of gone. I'd go into more depth, but.
You've only got 20 seconds. Shallow as it comes at 20 seconds. All right, Cooper, you got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, Rory, I agree with you that the, you know, the mean age is dropping. And I think that's just natural in sport, with younger bodies being healthier and a little bit more resilient. But the prompt is, you know, why are young athletes that are coming up quitting the sport? And, you know, this is all based off of, the media is based off of high profile athletes. So we got to stick to the question.
Oof. We smacked you in the face there, Rory. Wouldn't take that. You got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Ironically, I'm going to have his help now. I don't know why CTP was left off of this email, but your initial question via email was, what's the reason we're seeing elite athletes break from the sport? Then to the social media world, you asked, why are young athletes quitting? So in fairness, we're answering two questions here. I don't disagree that it's important to understand why these athletes are having trouble, but I stick to my guns on the fact that it's not in mass.
CTP was left off the email because it was supposed to be, Colton Mertens.
My apologies, everybody.
But he, it was funny. He said, oh, I'm supposed to go to Nashville for the first open announcement. And my flight is at the time of the debate. And I replied and I was like, oh shit. So you're not going to do the open then? But he never replied. that was like 2 weeks ago. I still haven't heard back. So I guess he's not coming on. All right. Let me do our scores up. I'm going to have to change your... So your hypothetical 10 is gone because you actually scored some points there. All right.
Rory, you ever thought about running for like an office, dude? I feel like you'd be pretty good.
Jay, you know what? The too many skeletons in my closet, man. You know, like I evolved before social media, but still, you know, no.
Rory's strikes me as a type
of guy that interests me about zero.
He'd be on the take within 6 months.
I'd be pimping your t-shirts.
So Rory's on 4 after that. CTP got 3. Really kicked off, really good answer there at start. Cooper's on 3 as well. They're your total points. I resented the TMZ comment.
Hold on. Do you give out 1, 2, and 3 points?
Yeah.
Then you did your math wrong. You gave CTP 3, so that'd be 3. You gave me 1, and you gave Rory 1.
You 1 and 1 and 3.
All right, so nobody gets a 2 that round?
Look at the big brain over here.
No. I'm just saying, dude, I was a math teacher. And the TMZ shot wasn't a you. You're more of like...
Yeah, see, that's...
You're more of like a...
With 2 points to go, Cooper, I'd be fucking careful of what you compare me to.
Yeah. It's funny, it's really like, it says more about you that you internalized that comment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, dude.
I wasn't taking that as a dig at me, but I was just... there's a place for everything and everything has its place. Okay.
That was a very ambiguous comment.
Final, you just didn't like it. Final question. So what is one thing that you would add to semifinals or games coverage? I've called it like sport coverage, sport of CrossFit. So semifinals or games coverage. Cooper, you're up first this time. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
If this is to do specifically with like what the viewers see of the sport, then I would say a really fun one would be like a live or a hot mic. Obviously, they need to know that the mic's in play so that they can, you know, try not to swear, etc. But I think you get that stuff in the NFL, in the NBA, in PGA Tour, and it paints a picture of these athletes being a little bit more human and down to earth, which would then allow viewers to identify with them, research their brand more, maybe follow them. And the more you grow the profiles in the sport of CrossFit, the more eyeballs you pull into the sport of CrossFit, which then puts people into affiliates. So the more in-depth media coverage you are able to put around these big brands, the better it is for the ecosystem as a whole, affiliate owners, people signing up for the open, partners within the CrossFit space, brands that are helping pump money into the system to get a positive ROI. It just grows everything. Rising tides raises all ships.
Good stuff. Rory, you're next. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Agreed in full on all of that, but in 60 seconds, I'm going to say enhanced storytelling through graphics and embedded media. What these opportunities are is that you've got a captive audience, especially at the games, semifinals, even the open. And the gift of a captive audience used to be best leveraged, in my opinion, to truly serve the affiliates through the creation of storytelling elements that help capture the essence of who this community is and what we do, including the athletes, through those bite-sized kind of broadcast-sized videos and graphic explanatory elements. It's really difficult to do, but it'd be better for fans to understand the sport better, to glean enough curiosity to seek more information, hopefully maybe even enter into a CrossFit affiliate. And separately, and really to Cooper's point, to build up the heroes that the athletes are through glimpses of their personalities and lives. And I think he's saying the same thing here with think of like the quarterback's documentary or some sort of embedded documentary type content where people can get attached to the personalities, make them their aspirations, and then seek a way to try and find and emulate them.
Good stuff. CTP, you've got a minute. Off you go.
All right, because they already said the documentary style thing, I'm going to go with a rant that I've had for a long time, which is when you watch like semifinals, for example, there's this shot that they have that usually it's where they have the sponsors. So Sean Woodham will be talking. It'll be like the sponsors going by. And it's basically like if you're watching NFL or basketball, that typical shot that you have looking down on the play of field, right? It's like, just add a camera that shows that for the whole field. I know they tried it at the games and it was in the wrong spot and kind of a low quality camera. And they tried it at Waterpalooza, same thing. Get a high ass quality camera. Can you say ass? Now it's said it twice. And show the whole field. And I, like I've said, you could even, people will pay Savan $5 to ask a question. I've done it. charge a dollar to see this whole field. People want to see their people. I understand that for a main thing, you might want to follow a leader or whatever, but you could probably have an extra thing where you show the whole field and the camera's already set up to do it, was my point, because it's in that shot where they're talking about sponsors. So make some money.
Good stuff. That was a great use of the final second on your talk. All right, Cooper, we'll come back down to you. You've got a 20-second rebuttal time. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I had that as my second point. Full field view camera to be able to watch all of the races unfold. I think oftentimes the race is less about the person in first place and more about those that are in like fifth or sixth and battling for that like second podium position. And then I would also take that idea and I would say that's where you can win with, you know, masters or teens who have less coverage.
Sorry, man. 20 seconds are up there. Good stuff. Rory, you've got 20 seconds. Time starts now.
Yeah, use those ways to monetize the additional stream so that everybody can see everybody. But then I would say it would be interesting to reshuffle the competition where you have made for television events that are shorter, more digestible by only showing the most elite heats during the broadcast windows. Use that pay to play that CTP mentioned to show everybody else so I can see my grandchild compete in heat number one.
Right. Final 20 seconds then. CTP, you're up.
All right, for the documentary thing, I think what they should really focus in on, if we agree that they should do it, is post-semifinals, I think, or leading into semifinals, pick your players that you think are going to advance and do the documentary heading into the games and get it out quick and spend all as much resources as you can to really tell those stories heading into the game so you have buy-in, so you know who you want to cheer for before it happens. We could amplify that.
Fucking hell, you talked really fast there. That was impressive. Yeah, you can say ass. I've said fuck like six times, so it's fine. All right. Final scores. Yeah, to your point on the last one, people have gotten through around Cooper where everybody got 1 point because everybody gave a shit answer. And there's no, it's not like first, second, third. It's just like.
Who's allocating? Like, are you taking scores from the internet? Or are you just like, are you the kind of judge?
No, I'm just taking notes from my phone when you guys are talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say, you look fantastic. I don't care that you don't have headphones on. I think you're doing a great job. Show's awesome. So far, so great. You know what I mean? I think the setup, you know, like, I don't know why you put me in orange, but it's cool. Glad I'm not in yellow or Cooper. Did that give me anywhere? Any extra points? No?
It's not transparent at all. Yeah, you should definitely run for office. All right. Build up a bit of tension. Yes, I thought the same thing. CTP should be an auctioneer. That was impressive. He ramped up his last 2 seconds of a 60 were fast, and then the entire 20 seconds was like 5 minutes worth of conversation crammed in. It was pretty impressive.
Is that a cutoff?
Yeah, man, I got a whole pump before I did this thing, and then I'm just turns out you can't even tell the sleeves are off. What the heck?
Did it come that way, or is that a homemade gig? Did you cut the sleeves yourself?
I can't remember if I cut this one. I think I cut this one. Yeah, before Talladega a couple years ago.
It's a lost art. It's a lost art from the 90s.
Venus is underrated.
Caleb, you should buy the card.
No. It's not for sale. Well, how much are you paying?
I was like, flat out not for sale.
You need to get rid of that thing.
Yeah. Physical Carl Winslow card on the way. Is Carl Winslow, is that a Pokemon or?
Carl Winslow is my hero, and that's who I'm signed up for as the open. Speaking of which, Rory Cooper, y'all doing the open?
Yeah.
We gonna like compare scores or something? Let's go.
Dude.
You still got it, Rory?
I mean, I got something for him. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was, you know? So
I just, yeah. I also am training for a marathon, but I also blew my hands open last week.
God. Bad timing.
Like a rookie.
Was training for the marathon or something else?
I redid 21.3.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to do lots of open workouts before the open. All right. Final scores. Rory advances to the next round, much to his annoyance. So he's come back on in 3 weeks' time. 6.5 CTP, an unbelievable recovery considering he did fuck all in the first round. Comes back.
See, I don't back that at all. Cooper, I got you again on this one.
And Cooper comes in with 5. Decent all around. I think, you know, ironically, I'm not sure if that's who you're alluding to, but the TMZ comment, they're the people that are putting hot mics on people, is those outlets. And I think the three of you made valid points on the wide cam. Fantastic point. It's there. Why not use it? Why not offer it? Rogue had a nice little setup at the Invitational where you could buy in if you wanted to. Seemed to work really well. I enjoyed it. Obviously, kind of fell apart a little bit at the end because of weather and shit, but that won't be an issue in Texas. So there's definitely things that can be done. I want to see your rubric.
Yeah, my boy.
Is that an innuendo? Is that an innuendo? Or?
I think it's a scoring. I think it's a scoring reference.
Oh yeah, of course. It's funny. It's always a person who comes last who complains about scores. Nobody else ever really seems to complain. Right.
Complain right there. I just think Jay Birch is a qualified individual. That's all. My man's been a teacher for 30 years.
I've been a teacher for less than 30 years, but I only teach
It's probably better for society that's that way. But
yeah, well, it would have been weird if I was a teacher when I was 9. But I take your point. All right, Rory, you've got 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want.
All right.
Off you go.
Fantastic. Well, I think that great points are made here, and it's interesting that we all represent different kind of corners of the larger ecosystem. And I think, look, maybe CrossFit's listening, maybe they're not, but I think there's a lot of power that exists in groups like this. So I've been lucky enough to be in a lot more conversations with Cooper this year, but hopefully that continues to elevate because I think that there's a lot of power to be had in groups of people like this who represent athletes, who represent camps, who can actually move the needle in an effective way.
I agree. Solid. We have a great representation, management, mayhem, think tank, Pokemon. Where the fuck else would you get that? Nowhere.
I'm bringing like Magic the Gathering cards next time. That's my strategy. I'm stealing it.
All right. I'm with you. Let's go. Did you used to play or are you just talking shit? Don't get me excited, Rory.
No, oh,
come on.
It gave me
so much hope thinking that the most attractive man in CrossFit was playing Magic the Gathering. Come on, dude. I'm sorry.
Rory, what's your hair care routine?
Who's that, Chase?
Yeah.
Man, wake up, shake it out, Chase. I'm really trying to like channel my inner Chase, but the grayer my hair gets, the curlier it gets. So it just sort of does the hard heavy lifting for me.
You're in a rare kind of bubble of people that gray suits better than anything they've ever had before. Not that there's ever anything wrong with you, but it really, gray hair really fucking suits you. It's
God, go on. This is like the best ego stroke kind of hour of my life that I've spent, you know? You started with a compliment, you kind of hitting up my gray hair. Did you see the beard when it came through? It looked like I was 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was on your show when it happened, actually.
I think so, yeah. Then you stop replying to DMs. All right. Thanks, guys. Rory, thanks. Appreciate you coming on. We'll see you in a few weeks. CTP, thanks for stepping in at the last minute. Really appreciate it. Also, everyone needs to know the CTP tried to get the questions before everyone else. He was going around knocking on doors, asking, hey, any chance you can get Pedro to give you the questions and then you pass them on to me? I heard.
I still lost.
Cooper, thanks very much. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on. Thanks to everybody for watching. Next week, who's on next week? I can't remember. Josh Murillo is one of them, and I think the other two might be unconfirmed.
Josh is a good dude. I'm not sure. He's going to come correct.
The energy and the oomph you're bringing to this is like people are going to tune in.
I'm saying,
give me some more heat. Give me some more heat, you know what I mean? Give me a smile or something.
Me?
Yeah. You're like, next week, it's going to be, fuck, I don't even know. It's going to be somebody's
going to be in there. I genuinely have a blank on who it is next week. It's Josh Murillo.
At some point, you should have...
I have my three for next week. Sorry. Josh Murillo, Tyler Watkins, and Nick Johnson. They're all on next week. So Nick will be pre-open workout announcement at Proven. He'll be coming on. Tyler Watkins, head honcho at Heat One. You should download the Heat One app, play it. There's $1,000 up for grabs. See how smart you are or how not smart you are. And pick all the, there he is. pick all the winners for the Open. There's a bracket game. There's an underdogs game. There's a something else. Oh, the Open announcements. Taylor versus the world as well on the Savan Show. You can pick Taylor and Cooper's boy, Dallin. They're going head-to-head on Friday on Savan's show. Dallin put up an amazing video today talking about how he's doing his charitable work for the year is going to be done by bringing little trooper Taylor has won his opportunity to compete with the fittest man in America, and Dallin's altruism is that show. So you can watch that Friday at 8 on Savan's channel. And then Chase and Get With The Program, they're doing Inside the Leaderboard around the Open as well. Tia Toomey's on my show tomorrow, bang at the exact same fucking time as the Open announcement, because we didn't think of that when we were scheduling it. So you can just have two screens, I guess, and mute the other one, I suppose.
Nah, forget that. Go watch my girl Alexis crush 24.1. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's yeah, but right. you can mute that and listen and watch. You can do two things at once. People can multitask, man. It's fine. Or right. Tia, if you're watching, just reply to my email about the fact that maybe we should change the time of the show tomorrow, and then we can just get it sorted. All right, thanks everyone for watching. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.